What I'm going to try to do are cover the major developments of the last year. And the big one is apportionment, in my mind. And that came just a little over a year ago in September of 2014 with Vernetics versus Cisco. And in that case, what had happened was the district court had permitted a royalty on the smallest saleable unit containing the patented feature, which was a multifunction device. Basically, Apple products, which were the subject of the decision mainly, that ran the OS system that had FaceTime within it. But that's a lot more than FaceTime. That's an iPad. That's an iPhone. Those are big, big products. And FaceTime is just one feature, and then the patented feature was just one feature of that. So the Federal Circuit acknowledged that, yeah, we've let people use the smallest saleable unit, and that's something that we've always thought was important, but that's not the test. The test is valuing the technology. And what you have to do is value what the technology is worth, what the patented feature is worth, even if it's less than the smallest saleable unit. So you've got to draw a relationship between the patented feature, the function, and where the function's performed in the multifunctional device or in whatever else you're dealing with. And you've got to somehow figure out how to draw that sufficiently close relationship that the court referred to and break it out, and then that's your royalty base